Doctor Notorious, Captain of the Joker,
the Mothership,
chosen by the Notorious Corps to be the recipient of their source, the power, the life force to save the podcast universe from boredom, from repetition.
Dr. Notorious, I fucking love it. The Disnomads are back, bitches. That means Spidey Heck gets to bring back Spidey Rent. You motherfuckers aren't ready. Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Notorious.
Yeah. What's been going on in the universe? The universe and all the loop.
Hey, I don't know. I've been a little bit out of the loop myself, but I'm back now.
When are we going to drop this boys will be boys bullshit? How many fucking rapists do we need on the Supreme Court?
Well, the thing is, dude, nobody is going to apologize for their most disgusting behavior. However, I think this whole thing with this judge is a little bit crazy. You know, people are going so far back as to pick at his high school groping. Come on. You know, basically, people are scared because anybody that crazy motherfucker puts in there is in there for life. And you cannot undo what a president has done. And yet, I mean, the Trump people are having so many problems with this one guy. It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, this is worse than Bork. When Reagan tried to put Bork in, and that's just because Bork was such a crazy nut job conservative that not even the Republicans wanted him on the Supreme Court.
Well, it's the same thing with this guy. A lot of Republicans are like, you know what? Maybe no.
But then the Bush era pushed through Thomas, even though after Anita Hill. So it's like, how are we like regressing? We're not even looking at the guy's record. We're looking at the guy's personal life.
All right.
His record's not that great for the rights of women and gays and lesbians and the such, but at least he's got a long record of being a judge. Unlike Robert Bork, who is just a weirdo.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching the news.
Yeah, it's depressing.
It is pretty bad.
That's why I was on such a long hiatus from it. And then I come back and it's just like everything has gone to shit again. So Dr. Notorious has to come back and put this shit to rights. So which motherfucker do we fly the mothership into first?
Double castration.
What did you say?
I definitely...
Double castration.
Double castration. That's always how you get a confession out of a guy. A guy will say he'll die before he'll tell you anything, but you threaten to cut his balls off, he'll live. You can make sure he'll live.
I would imagine one of the most painful things is a guy sitting in a chair with no bottom and somebody taking a rope and just smacking it, you know, constantly at the guy underneath the rope.
Yeah, like in James Bond.
Yeah. That shit is intense.
That scene is so intense, but James Bond's just like, you wonder that's why he doesn't have any kids. You know, he bangs so many chicks in so many movies, probably without protection. I never saw him reach for a condom wrapper or anything. There's never like condom wrappers all over the place or anything.
Not in James Bond.
He had his pecker whacked so many times with that knotted up rope that it still worked, fortunately, but that's a good theory, right? Am I right?
I would say so.
So don't they like do a background check on these people before they get assigned to be a judge or something like that? I mean, if anybody can do it, why don't you?
I know. I could be appointed a judge, honestly. I could run for the office of judge. If I ran in certain districts as a Republican, if the Republicans would nominate me as a judge, I could easily get elected as a judge. Republicans run unopposed in our gerrymandered Republican districts in Ohio.
That's because nobody votes during the middle of the second year.
No, this was a plan that was hatched up by the Koch brothers in the 90s, in the early 90s, after the Clinton wave. They went, oh shit, and they created this long-term plan that has led to Trump. Because they knew after Willie Clinton that it would be hard to get another crazy conservative in. I mean, they got George Bush, but the Bushes were hard to control because they had their own money. So they needed someone that they could control. And so what they did is they pumped all their money into the state legislatures. So the predominantly state legislatures of all the swing states are all Republican, because they pumped so much into all these negative campaign ads, the worst sort of campaign ads.
I know, especially in Texas, man.
Oh, yeah. So...
But they have a really good Democrat guy.
The Democrats ignored all the state legislatures, and most of the House of Representatives now is gerrymandered.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what the fuck.
And some of them won't leave office. They don't have to leave until they die. That sucks.
I know. Tell me about it. I pace around the mothership all the time worrying about this stuff, and then I just think about cartoons and music, and listening to music helps.
Yeah, it does help. I listened to this one podcast called Wizard Quest, and I just started dumping my problems into the flame, and it burned down the fucking neighborhood.
Did you like it, though? Did it work?
Now, the only problem is how do I put out this goddamn flame?
You extinguish it with your mind.
Unreal.
But yeah. No, really, there is kind of a oneness to the universe that I found, that we're all part of the same entity. So it's like, at the same time, you know, I can't hate Trump because he's a part of me. And he's a part of you and a part of everything else. But at the same time, I have to work to change his perspective. Because, you know, obviously the people are blinded by hatred and, you know, all the disgusting emotions that circle around in the universe. And they're not unified by love. And that's the important thing.
Yeah, well, that's
not when it comes to Trump.
Well, you have to convince his supporters that to just abandon him, and because then he'll just, you know, his ego is the only thing that drives him on.
They won't.
Well, yeah.
Or you can have them.
He's given them their ego back. He's given them an identity now. This deplorable thing is an identity. Like, it's an identity like a redneck or a hillbilly or a mountain man. Or, you know, that people want to be labeled for some reason. And and that's the problem. We
should or a rap mogul. Yeah, like a rap mogul.
Yeah.
Like a rap mogul.
Yeah, they're Trump supporters.
Oh, so when we... Okay, so we should start a label. I like Notorious Industries is always going to be my personal... But, like, if we do one in the joke cast, of course, the mothership. But, like, if we started, like, a rap label, what would we call it?
Mothership.
Deplorable.
The Deplorables.
The Deplorables.
No.
Nobody would...
No one would buy those records.
Nobody would buy our records, you know?
I'm going for that EGOT. I want that EGOT.
Unless you sign your soul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then you belong to the Illuminati. Yeah. There's a lot of those going around. Everybody thinks that these certain rap people are into the Illuminati and shit. I mean, all that stupid shit. Oh, my God. I can't take this. They're sending me Republican rhetoric in my email box. And I'm like, come on, guys. I'm not even Republican. I'm Democrat.
Oh, that happened to my friends because they voted Republican in the open primary just to stop Trump from getting the... But, you know, obviously it didn't work. But now they get canvassed by all the Republican candidates.
Oh, God.
And so... They're like, how do you feel about Trump right now? They're like, we absolutely despise him. Oh, thanks. Have a nice day.
Right?
Yeah, but here's the reality. The reality is one person doesn't have total control. So dependent on Trump is actually ignorant.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if anybody, no matter who it was, whether it was an Obama supporter or a Trump supporter, you know, just let the guy do... his job instead of cock blocking all the time, then actually shit could get done.
No, that's not.
You know? No, but it would be bad. Nothing shit.
About
bad stuff.
It would be bad. It would be worse. The guy knows nothing about running the government. He fucked up the whole trade thing with China. Now we can't go to Walmarts anymore and buy cheap Chinese goods because the cheap shit that we were paying for is going to be like $180 more down.
Do you know how much my Nerf guns have gone up in price?
But Walmart is like a conglomerate. They're like their own government. They have their own rules.
Where are you getting information from, dude? It's just
Walmart is the largest retailer in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe one of the largest employers in the world. For you know, they're not making it harder for their employees. It's not like they're laying off people, they're hiring people. And we've seen growth since Trump got into office.
Oh.
So all those naysayers out there.
Oh yeah. Don't read that stuff, man. That's all a lie.
I don't know, man. As far as I see, you know, numbers don't lie.
And
I
what
just
numbers
see,
are those?
I just see a country
made up by his people, or
I know it, that's for sure.
Huh?
So he's not. Doing a good job there, whatever the fuck.
Oh, no, not at all. He's a terrible guy, man. He's not doing what he's supposed to. He's not supposed to be messing with things like that. He should just be doing the simple little things, and that's it.
All
he's
right.
Messing with things
here
he
we have. Here
no
we
idea about.
The McLaughlin Group. I can't Can I do a McLaughlin? I don't know. He's dead anyways. No one knows what McLaughlin sounds like. On the one side, we have Mr. Turetsky. On the other, we have the guru. I ask you, which board game, Yahtzee or Monopoly on family night?
Monopoly.
All right. All right, guys. My wife is back from the
I got to run.
You guys take care. Namaste.
Thanks,
good job. Talk to you later.
Lupus.
Madam Mo, Madam Mo, Madam Mo. Boy may have tiny hands and feet, but that's not what I hear about his meat. Check him out tomorrow on the Notorious Joke Cast Show. It's time for Wins Dis Day, yo.
This low man.
Chaos. Udon, I summon you.
Turetsky-san, welcome to the party. Turetsky-san,
what you got? What you got, Udon?
Where is this asshole?
Oh, asshole!
Udano! Muy pequeño, Udano! Where are you, chico?
His phone don't work. That
dookie
shit. Where's Matty? Matty Mo.
Madam Mo, Madam Mo, Madam Mo. This is his idea, yo.
I know, right?
Little bastard. You motivational fucking midget. Where are you?
Come on, motivational boy.
Wonder toy.
He's only 3 feet tall, but his ass is like 5 feet long. What the hell is up with that?
This Wednesday has returned with a vengeance.
And he's not even here to hear him. I bet he's listening to this whole thing, and he can't get on at all. That happens every single time.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you. I hate you guys.
And he's jerking off at the same time.
I need to reinstall my computer. Turetsky Beck.
That little hobbit, this was his idea. Wow. He's probably hiding in his hobbit hole. Yeah. What about you, Spidey Heck? Or should I say Daddy Long Legs?
Man.
How long has it been since I called you Daddy Long Legs?
What I call you, Beaver Face.
Beaver Face?
Beaver.
I always got my face in Beaver.
Beaver
your
face.
Girl
munch.
And your mom's and Turetsky's.
Ew. Turetsky's bush. You like Turetsky's ass, Turetsky, don't you?
Turetsky's girl, Matty Moe's girls. That's right. I am a beaver face. My face has been in all those beavers. How about you?
No, I call you Beaver Face because you got big old teeth that look like chiclets. Yeah, hamster penis. Remember?
Oh, I have to go to that second-rate dentist you go to and get them filed down.
Yeah.
What the hell's on your teeth? Nothing but gold and silver and stuff. I pay for the porcelain.
I rock nothing but the finest platinum dental teeth.
Platinum
denim.
You're the kind of guy that puts platinum wheels on a purple Cadillac and then puts cowhide interior on the inside.
Damn.
Yeah, I just called you a pimp with no style.
You're the kind of guy who likes to fondle midgets. And has to masturbate in your beard so you can slurp on it later. Oh, I love
it. You're the kind of guy that watches.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that films it for YouTube.
What's worse? What's worse? Doing it or being the guy that's jerking off while watching it?
The guy who gets 1 million views. Assholes like you that are so dumb to do stupid shit just to get.
At the end of the day, it's still a paycheck for me.
Yeah, well, for me, it's a paycheck. For you, it's just custard on your beard. Oh my god. Boo! This the match, not too this the match. It doesn't work.
We've been on a long break. That was like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Wow.
What's going on in technical support?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm just driving to work, trying to get in a quick couple of disses before I go into work. This isn't working very well.
It's fine. We'll bring more back. We'll bring more back. We'll try again. We'll try again. Because I feel the disses of Wudan coming through me. Turetsky. Oh.
Not here.
Why did Turetsky walk across the street?
Why?
Because there was a robot dick he had to suck. That's like you have to have seen our past disses.
Yeah, exactly.
I compare vaping to some robot dicks.
Oh, okay, I got you. Now that makes sense. I forgot about that one. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. That one takes a little explaining into the backstory of the Dislomats.
Let's see. Wow. I can't even think of one right now because I'm driving.
Yeah, what was that shit you were sending us, Turetsky? The skits? Are me and Spidey Hex supposed to perform those tonight?
Yeah, something about what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck it was.
I don't. The defender.
I'm like, huh?
He sends them in the middle of the night when I'm asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Where did he come up with these things?
Yeah.
I don't shave. I dropped a Johnny Rancher on your carpet and picked up and ate it.
That's what I was like. Jolly Rancher? What the fuck, man? I laughed my ass off, but I'm like, what the fuck? Do you have the other one that you... What's the other one?
The hot dog vendor.
Oh, yeah, I'll take one with everyone.
I don't know why I'm the hot dog vendor and you're the Buddhist monk.
Because I'm a Buddhist monk.
Yeah, I know that. I'm saying why would a hot dog vendor be selling a hot dog to a Buddhist monk? He didn't specify.
Yeah, well, it could be a veggie hot dog. I'm sure you could get away with that if you are a Buddhist. Because they're not supposed to eat meat and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Because we're all one with the universe. So we're one with the carrots and the celery. Identify yourself.
Mr. Turetsky.
Yo. Where's Maddie Mo?
Maddie Mo, Maddie Mo, Maddie Mo.
He hasn't appeared yet. Did you share the link to him?
Yeah, I send him the link. I put it on Spidey's Instagram and your Instagram and everybody's Instagram.
He's knee deep in gutter pussy.
Good place.
Mommy.
So we were just talking about your poor grooming habits.
And how you like
to suck on robot dick.
They don't talk back.
They don't. They follow command. And at the end of the day, you control alt delete and wipe everything out. They don't remember the next day.
Oh, yeah. I got my Bluetooth version.
Did you ever watch AI?
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible movie.
That was gay.
Gigolo Joe, what do you know?
My favorite was that robot movie, Ex Machina.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I don't sit around all day on my 250-pound ass watching things on TV like you.
I don't watch TV. You got the wrong party. Oh, I lost weight, by the way.
What are you down to?
Oh, I'm down to like 120.
What'd you do, divorce your wife?
Pretty much.
He was snipping cocaine out of a crackhead's ass for a whole weekend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm Uber.
Oh, we're getting dirty now.
I gotta get that curry smell off the leather.
Spidey? I have a diss from my mother-in-law, or both of you. I have a diss from my mother-in-law.
Could you guys keep it a little clean, please? A little cleaner, not use the F word so much.
Oh my God, please don't queef in my mouth.
There you go, Linda. Enjoy.
Let's see what we got.
Big Diss Wednesday.
Oh, the world is ready.
Wins diss.
Who are we gonna diss? Who do you wanna diss? Who should we diss?
Well, I thought we were gonna start on fried Oreo.
Who can take it? Who can take it?
I think fried Oreo.
Oh no, you just fucking wanna go straight for the bullseye.
Yep, straight for the bullseye. What was the whole thing with him and you?
We don't have it.
There was no thing. What he said. There was no thing. I just speculated.
Okay.
No, there's no thing.
I speculated.
But I don't know. How many Instagrams a day do I get? Now, when you get the Instagrams and you're at work and stuff, do you do what I do and not turn the sound on? And just like do an imitation of his voice and do kind of like bad lip reading.
Oh yeah, you can do that. If I did that, I'd be arrested.
It's Meta Monday here on the Proud Oreo Show.
I just trimmed my beard. Nobody gives a fuck.
I just oiled my beard. No one gives a fuck. I just did my hair.
Hello?
No one gives a fuck.
I can't shave.
Hello. Why can't you talk?
Oh, no.
Do you like my voice?
So, yeah, we just dissed Fred Oreo.
Just sitting in my chair, 250 pounds, with my New Balance on, watching TV.
Yeah. Oh, how about Iron Fist Season 2? What did you think of the surprise ending?
I didn't even see it.
Where's my laugh track? Oh, I forgot to turn the laugh track
on. Iron Fist. And Luke Cage. I can't watch them shits. I don't know.
Luke Cage Season 2 was phenomenal.
I heard that. I just can't get into it.
It was good. It was so good.
I kept watching it. It's like
I just kidding.
I have a hard time getting through season one of Luke Cage, but season two blew me away.
I love the first one. Yeah, I love the first one. The second one just reminds me of the first one so much. Like, I'm kind of like, okay, well, they're keeping the storyline pretty much the same. Shit. Luke Cage, I got a diss for you, you big, strong black man, you. Why the fuck is your show the same, except for now you got a different black guy, and he's Jamaican? Like, that makes a fucking difference. Black guy. Another black guy. Why do you have a strong white guy this time? Or a strong Hispanic Mexican like Machete? Luke Cage versus Machete. That would have been kind of fun.
How did you like the surprise ending in Double Fisted Volume 22?
What?
How did you like the surprise ending on Double Fisted Volume 22?
Oh, where it turns into a quadruple fisting? And it's not even on the title. They don't give it away at all. all of a sudden there's four fists and you're like, my mind is blown. Oh, that's horrible. Have you ever asked a girl for anal?
No.
She says yes, and then when you're getting ready for it, she takes out a strap-on, and you're like,
oh no.
Might have been the wrong decision.
This sounds like something that Dr. Notorious encounters a whole
that
lot.
One was for, that one was supposed, I was saving that one for Matty Moe, but he still hasn't gotten on. I'm very disappointed.
Matty Moe, the fat chick. Me and Spidey are still trying to figure that out.
That was funny.
Okay, fill me in on this one. I'm drawing a blank on this. Fill me in.
We thought his podcast, when we first started listening to Matty Moe.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a fucking little tranny midget. Right, what the fuck is he? Is he like a dwarf? I thought he was kind of like the Kid Rock. What's that little guy's name? Kid Rock with a minion.
Oh, God.
He winds up being my avatar.
Matty Moe's so short, you can see his feet in his profile picture.
Oh, no.
Glasses and feet.
His fucking web.
And his beard.
His web feet.
He looks like a warlock. On gauntlet.
Okay, who else are we dissing here? How much longer do you got, Spidey, to you?
Oh, we can diss anyone we want.
Sure.
We got, who else was supposed to be on this call?
Lil Extreme.
Oh. So I guess...
I don't think she was ready for this.
She skipped it on purpose.
I think you threw her into the mix and not realizing what you were doing.
Give her a pass. Let's not.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, Tresky, go ahead. I'm at it. Come here. I know you're going to do it. She's going to hell.
Hey,
go ahead. Might as well.
Don't blame me. She didn't roll out of bed, Febreze the sheets, and go right back to sleep. That's not my fault. I mean, seriously. You can't put it on me. Because she didn't roll out of bed.
I get it. we got that one.
Oh. Can you believe who is listening to some of this crap? That's like the top podcast.
Al Topic.
Oh, no.
You killed it. Al.
He went missing.
You look like a Mr. Potato Head that a Haitian kid left at the hospital.
Horrible.
Oh, God.
All the parts missing. Just a hand and a foot.
Spidey.
And one eye.
Oh, what was the name of the... Oh, Gutterball Glinda. That's right.
This is Gutterball Glinda, Al. Your girlfriend from the bowling alley. I got all my... I can take my dentures out tonight and give you a big old gummy just like you like it.
Dr. Notorious. Dr. Notorious decided to bring his broom to a sword play. Spidey.
Yes.
Your neck is so fucking long, it looks like a giraffe hole in a smartphone. How many BBCs do you have to swallow to get that fucking long?
I don't know. How many dicks in Trisky's mouth does it take to tell a joke? A lot. Don't you hear him? Sound like Al Thomas' baby sister.
Oh, no. Not good. Not good.
Trip?
Where are you, boy? We miss you.
So why don't we...
Okay.
Why don't we... Why don't I smash my list to pick up in 30 seconds and see who picks up? And we can have a surprise dish off.
On the Turetsky Show.
No, I'll email it to you somehow. I'll figure it out this time.
Okay.
I'll put it in a PDF.
Okay, let's do this. Yeah. Leroy Jenkins!
Ah, Dr. Notorious, it is a true pleasure and honor to hear your voice. I cannot wait. Let's get Dislamats underway, my friend. The whole time we're going to be doing this, I'm going to be jaying off, just to let you know. That's what your voice does to me.
We sail across the river of the dead. We come for you. Now is the hour of your dread. Our magic is mighty.
Come forth. Arise on come the forth. Day of Odin. When's this day?
Rudolph!
I call upon the spirit of the sky.
The dragons!
Earth Mother! Give us your strength!
Summon her strength!
Give us your life!
Give us your power! And that was Dis Wednesday, Wednesday's Day, the Day of Odin and Wudan. Once again, we dissed them all, and once again, Matty Mo failed to call. And I was right, that kid was jerking off the whole time. Thanks for listening to Dis Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the Notorious Joke Cast with Dr. Notorious. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Reach out. Diss us. Join Anchor and diss us. That's what Diss Wednesday is about. So enjoy your Wednesday, people. Dr. Notorious is out. Master Limube, Master Swordsman in the mountains of Wuden, who has put his sword in many, many things. You know what I mean, muchachos? We are here in the mountains to offer the swordplay advice to those who would need it otherwise. So, if you have not plunged your sword in many, many years, here, Master Li Mu Bei is here to answer your swordplay questions on the Notorious Jokecast. Hi!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.